Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz says this will be a somber week around Minnesota as it marks 1 year since Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman was killed in a politically motivated attack. Her husband Mark and dog Gilbert were also killed. Governor Walz.
This is still unbelievably painful, and I think folks went on and we saw a legislative session that tried to carry on with Melissa's attitude about let's just figure out how to get it done, but it was apparent that her presence was missing.
There's been no official word of any memorials or remembrances for the Hortmans this week at the Capitol. One person is dead following a house fire in rural Grant County early Sunday morning. The sheriff's office says the fire was reported just after 1 a.m. When firefighters arrived, a home and several nearby structures were fully engulfed. One person was found dead inside the residence. The victim's identity has not been released. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. A rare and uniquely scented plant that arrived at Como Zoo Park and Conservatory in 2019 fully bloomed Sunday. Horace the corpse flower is open, fragrant, and putting on quite a show. Horticulturist Jennifer Love explains the native Indonesian corpse flower scent will last a few days, being strongest overnight and reminiscent of rotting flesh.
It is a terrible smell, honestly, been compared to hot, stinky garbage, but the plant has a strategy of trying to attract pollinators that would also be attracted to a dead animal.
Love says there are fewer than 1,000 corpse flowers in the wild. Two new wildfires have been reported in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area wilderness east of Crane Lake. The U.S. Forest Service says the Tiger Fire near the east end of Lac La Croix is estimated at 1 acre, while the Loon Fire east of Loon Lake has grown to roughly 5 acres. In other headlines, the Minnesota Twins invited staff, teachers, and students from Annunciation Church and School to Target Field Sunday for a special announcement during pregame festivities. The Twins and the Minnesota Twins Community Fund say they will fully pay for renovations to the wiffle ball field at Annunciation. The field had served as a special recreation and community place for decades. As wildlife becomes more active during the summer months, Minnesotans need to do their best to reduce human and wildlife conflicts. DNR wildlife damage specialist Brandon Kaiser says taking the right preventive measures can help avoid those conflicts.
Hunting and trapping is the number one tool that's used for managing wildlife populations. Without the presence of hunting, populations are often left unchecked. Another preventative measure that can be used is the use of barriers. It can be a great way to prevent human and wildlife conflict.
This is MNN.